Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Saturday Brunch.
Today we're joined by Professor Richard Conroy, Chairman of Conroy Gold and Natural Resources. Welcome, Richard. It's great to have you back on the podcast.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back and pleasure to be back with more good news.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this week we saw more Clontibret drilling results. Do you want to talk us through them?
Yes, they're excellent results because a 30-meter intersection is never to be sniffed at. And when it is 100 meters away from another very wide, even wider intersection, that is very, very, very positive news indeed. It's excellent news. So this drilling program, and this is only the initial drilling program, is already bringing in excellent results. So we're very happy.
That's good. I mean, for those that don't know, let's just go back one step and just give an overview of what's happened in the last sort of 12 months to Conroy Gold, because it's been a complete game changer for this company. It's obviously been working hard for a number of years to try and look at this basically huge gold district that is going running down the center of Ireland. But in the last year, that has come to life, basically. It's not just a dream anymore that we drill a few holes and this is what's happening. So give us your overview of that.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's transformational. Now, as you also rightly say, there's been a lot of hard work over many years gone into it, a lot of thought, and let's be honest about it, a lot of very good luck. We certainly didn't expect when we started out that we'd end up with a 40-mile gold trend, 100% owned by this company, 800 square kilometers in total. It is, as far as we can find out, unknown among the mining industry that a very small company such as ourselves should end up in such an extraordinarily strong position. And as you say, it's been further transformed during the course of the last 12 months. And that this very strong position on the ground has now been greatly reinforced, strengthened to move forward by bringing in a joint venture partner, with ample financial resources and an interest in developing the entire property. So we're in an exceptionally good position. We're seeing the results now this year of the work that went on for many years, the excellent work by our geologists and everyone involved. So we're very, very happy indeed. It transforms the company. We can look forward now to very substantial revenue in due course. We can look forward to a transformation in our market capitalization. We can look forward to further opportunities. There are a whole series of things now based on a lot of hard work over many years, but it's now coming to fruition. It's very nice to see it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the important thing from the company's perspective is you obviously got paid, I think, €1 million there. There's not going to be any raises in the foreseeable future for sure until we're at the point where the mine is ready to go. And then you still have a choice whether you actually get the carry or you actually fund the mines yourself.
Well, the $1 million, with great respect to us, and $1 million is always very welcome. And we've certainly gone through the process of being a small company when $1 million would have been manna from heaven, as it were. But in the overall context at the moment, although the $1 million is very much appreciated, it is, with great respect to it, a relatively small facet of a far, far larger picture. In that simply for our joint venture, it is an earn-in. In other words, the joint venture partner will be spending money to gain a percentage. And there's a lot of money, which they've already undertaken to spend if they're to earn 25%. At the moment, that is now starting, and it's tremendous to see it underway. And then they have to spend several millions more before you get to the 40% stage. And then you have to spend many millions more as you go through the process of mine permitting, planning permission, and various other permissions. And then, of course, the main thing of all, and that's the actual construction of the first mine. And it looks from the technical situation is that there's going to be a series of mines. probably the first one at Llantybryd, possibly Clay Lake. Clay Lake is even bigger than Llantybryd, but that's for the mining engineers and the technical people to decide those sort of matters, and they're already beginning to obviously think about them. So it's a very different situation for us. And we're now looking at a situation which indeed our own brokers and various other parties have suggested that a market capitalization far higher than our present market capitalization would be appropriate. And then in turn, that could grow still further. So we're in a very, very comfortable position indeed. Now, we do still have some expenditures. You obviously still have to pay the stock exchange fees, the Nomad, the stockbroker, these various expenditures. But on the other hand, the very major expenditures on drilling, on exploration, on analysis, all that sort of thing, is now, of course, as regards the joint venture, totally covered by the joint venture partners. And that applies not only to Llantybryd and to Clay Lake, but it applies to all of the licenses which are in the joint venture. All the work commitments there are now covered by the joint venture partner. So it's a very good position technically, but it's also a very good position financially. So we're very happy. Yes, indeed.
Good. So these results that came out recently, tell us a little bit about them in terms of how that fits into Clay Lake becoming a mine.
The results that we've just brought out relate to Llantybryd.
Llantybryd.
They play into Llantybryd becoming a mine, and that in the Llantybryd area, which is quite an extensive area, we had already established a JORC resource of 500,000 ounces. And you could, of course, bring in a mine on 500,000 ounces, a small open pit mine, for example. It wouldn't be all that small compared to many others in the world, but relative to the size of Llantybryd, it would be small, because at an early estimate, and these are estimates at this stage, Llantybryd itself could well be in the 2 to 3 million ounce category, down to a depth of about 250 meters, which is the sort of depth that you could be looking at when you're planning a conventional open pit gold mine. So that in itself is very important. But we've known for a long time that Llantybryd extends in every direction. It's open in every direction, I should say, and to depth. And what this recent drilling has shown is some excellent results as we extend it in the northeast direction. As you may have noticed in the news release, for example, the results that we mentioned here, they're 100 meters away from the excellent results that we reported in the due diligence drilling. It's not only a question of the grades been quite nice for stock work, and stock work expect relatively low grades, but these are very good for stock work. But they're also, you're looking at an intersection of 30 meters. That's a pretty wide intersection of gold. We're very happy to see a few more of those. I'm very happy to see this one. And as you know, the due diligence one was basically about 50 meters. So very, very good news. Excellent. And there's no reason to suppose that that won't be duplicated around Llantybryd. So the question at Llantybryd will be, what sort of size and where do you locate an open pit mine? And also, of course, some of these holes will be a little bit deeper, as I've mentioned. At present, we're only looking down as far as 200 or 300 meters. That's very shallow in mining terms, and there's no reason to suppose that the gold lodes might go down to a much deeper depth. And now you're beginning to look at an underground mine. So it's all very, very positive. And yet it has to be taken into context. You mentioned Clay Lake. Clay Lake has a far wider imprint, footprint, as it were, than Llantybryd. So even at a relatively modest exploration target, we're looking at perhaps 8, 9, 10 million ounces down to a depth of 200 or 300 meters. What more could there be there? We don't know, but we're very happy to be looking at 8 to 10 million ounces at this stage as a target in just that one part of the overall target area, which, as I mentioned, extends for 40 miles. So it's a very exciting project, as well as being a very major project. We've taken it as far as this stage, very unusual again for a junior company to take a property so far. And I suppose we're fortunate. We've been around the course before. We've made other major discoveries. Certainly nothing as in any way as comparable or as large as this one. But the time had now come to bring in a partner with the finances and technical resources and so on necessary to do justice to the project, and yet at the same time retain a large share for ourselves. So we're in a very, very happy and very good position financially, technically, very happy.
Very good. I mean, looking at I think there's a total of 8 drill holes in this particular sort of, let's say, drilling campaign. And obviously, you've just had the results of drill hole 4. And presumably the remaining 4 will be happening within the near term. What would be the next stage after that drilling campaign happens? Is there going to be a pause and then you sort of analysis of the results and then planning the next one? Or how does it all work, Richard?
Well, certainly the analysis of results, there could be a pause for various reasons, which would be more related perhaps to what the geologists are planning and so on like that, or actually making arrangements in relation to permissions and so on and so forth, and rig availability, these sort of things. Really, there will be no, as it were, pause. But this particular drilling campaign, very useful, very pleasing, and excellent in itself, is really just the commencement of what will be a very major campaign in which it won't be a question of 2,000 or 3,000 meters of drilling. You can put one or more zeros onto that. You're entering into a very major amount of drilling, which will be continuing, I'm sure, for many years as each property is brought up to the construction stage. And that's why we went for a joint venture partner. Sure. We have before brought in a mine ourselves. We know the challenges in it, so we've been around the course and so on. And we can see that, you know, very large financial inputs are required. And that has now been arranged on a very satisfactory basis. And I'm very glad that we held out until now before doing a joint venture. Because had we gone for one at a much earlier stage, we'd probably be lucky to be holding on to 5 or 10, even 10%.
Sure. I guess what I'm getting at, Richard, is I remember when the joint venture was announced and there was, I think, three phases listed. Yep. Does the current drill campaign correlate to phase one, and then would the next one be phase two in terms of spending?
No. This drill campaign correlates simply to the commencement. It's almost a pilot drilling part of the campaign. There'll be a lot more drilling in phase one, several million probably pounds worth or euros worth of drilling in phase one alone. And that only brings one to the commencement of phase two, in which there'll be again several million. And we're looking at just in expenditures. We're looking at for phase one, $4.5 million of work expenditure. In other words, that's mainly drilling and analysis, but a lot of other work goes on as well. Soil sampling, deep overburden, geophysics, all the rest of it. But still, $4.5 million is far more, of course, than we could afford to spend. We would probably several years in spending $4.5 million. But this will be spent relatively rapidly. And then that leads on to another $4.5 million. And that's basically, that $4.5 million, by the way, is basically in reference to Clontibbers and perhaps Clay Lake. It does not allow for probably about $500,000 a year more for the other licenses. So you're beginning to look at, you know, not enormous sums of money, but quite substantial sums of money been spent, and spent fairly soon.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. And as we discussed off air, that we will come and visit you again in
most welcome
sort of April, end of April, May, which will be a year anniversary from the last time, which, I mean, a lot has happened since then. But yet the share price is probably exactly the same as it was, which is bizarre. But, you know, I think as people start to realize and it's mapped out exactly what's happening, and even the potential of Clontibbert. I mean, we visited Clontibbert and Clay Lake, you know, as a standalone, even million ounce JORC resource is worth significantly more than your current market capitalization. So I don't understand why the market hasn't quite realized this yet, but let's hope in time they're going to catch up and realize that this is there and it's going to happen.
Well, that is the reality of it. And the market is the market. People are absolutely entitled to decide what they'll invest in or not invest in. But I mean, we've been around this course before, as I think I've mentioned, with a much smaller find that was down at Galmoy, where it was all in the news like it is today and so on. And yet the market price for a long time just stayed almost as if we hadn't made the discovery, hadn't moved. And then gradually people began to cop on to the significance of it. And those who got in early enough made a great deal of money. Even those who came in later on made a lot of money as our price went from 20p to over £7. This discovery now and this arrangement is far, far larger than Galmoy. I can't make any forecast as to the actual market price or share price that that's up to the market. But nonetheless, I think it's inevitable that our market capitalization is going to, in due course, rise to reflect the actual asset value, which of course is enormous, the potential asset value. That's up to people, but I think most of the major shareholders are hanging on to their shares. Some people will, I'm sure, have taken a profit because our price was up from around about 40p. And people who came in at 5 or 6p, they made several times the amount of at which they'd come in. And who can blame them for taking a profit? Quite right, very sensible. But you're now in a situation in which, as you rightly say, our share price doesn't even reflect a JORC resource of in the million. And it's very evident that we're likely to have far larger JORC resources coming forward. So it's up to people themselves to decide when they wish to come in or not come in as they so please. The reality is that our assets, I'm quite sure, at some stage are going to be marked by an appropriate market capitalization which reflects those assets.
Yeah, very good, Richard. Well, we look forward to you updating the market in the near future. And once again, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.